We're on the middle of Perek Yotesh. The middle of Perek Yotesh. 101, something like that. Okay, what the Mesillas Yesharim is talking about is some of the aspects of Avas Hashem, which is one of the aspects of Chassidus. And the first aspect he said is that real Ava, or Ava of a Chassid, is not Ava that's self-oriented, where a person loves the Rabbanu Shalom because of what he does for him, which is a kind of yira, not ava really, but it's an ava shetluya bedover. That's not the chassidus kind of ava, but rather it is a selfless ava. So he says that even where things are going bad for a person and he's suffering, he still has ava for the Rabbanu Shalom. And there's two ways of ensuring that ava, right, and not letting the suffering or the bad things get in the way. The first one, he says, is for the hamonam, and that is to say gamzula tova, to believe that everything the Rabbanu Shalom does is for the good. So ultimately, it's not really bad in the bigger picture, in the eternal picture. Ultimately, it's for the good. And then a person can at least not let that get in the way of his Avas Hashem, because he understands that the Rabbanu Shalom is doing it for his good. And that doesn't mean that it's good on the spot. It hurts, and it's painful. But it's for the good. Gamzu litova, not gamzu tova. Right? It's for the good. Sometimes the good has to happen in bitter ways. Person's sick, he needs an operation. So the operation is painful. It doesn't make the operation any less painful of knowing that it's for a good purpose, but it gives you a certain satisfaction knowing that that there's a purpose to it. It's not just for nothing. And that, as we explained many times, is the idea of the kublinu besimcha, that when a person makes a bracha dayin ho'emes, he should do it with accepting it besimcha. We've explained it does not mean that you should be besimcha, that you should be overjoyed when you make a dayin ho'emes. Right? People don't make a dayin ho'emes at a levaya, right, clicking their heels, unless they didn't like the person who died. But otherwise, they do not make a dayin ho'emes besimcha. Right? They what they do is they make a dayin ho'emes with tears, and it hurts, but they have a certain inner satisfaction that they know that the reason it happened is for the good. That ultimately it's for everybody's good, both the family, the person who died, or whatever, that the Rabbanu Shalom knew for that neshama, and for all those affected, it's the best thing. So I have a certain lekublinu besimcha. Simcha does not mean joy. It means satisfaction. I accept it with a satisfaction that it is, there's a purpose to it. It doesn't make it hurt less. And okay, we've gone through this many, many times, not going to go through it again, but that's the idea. So when a person accepts a misfortune, adversity, and realizes it's for the good, so it doesn't interfere with his Avas Hashem, because I can still love the doctor, as the Mesillas Yesharim himself gives that example. I can love the doctor who's giving a person an operation that's for his good, even though the doctor is giving him tremendous pain, right, and discomfort. But I know that he's doing it not because he doesn't like me, and not because he wants to hurt me. It's because ultimately this is the only way that he can bring that good to me that I need, whatever the result of the operation. That is the first way that a person can think that his misfortune shouldn't interfere with his Avas Hashem. That's for the Hamonam. And Rabbi Cheskel Sarna points out that even though that's for the Hamonam, even for greater people, this is something they have to accept also. Even great people said Gamzu Latova, Nochem Ish Gamzu, and whatever. So it's not something that's wrong to do. It's just that there's a higher level too, that in addition with this, people on a higher level can look at it even in a different way. Even though they say this, and this is true, but there's even a higher level to function on, not to take the place of this, but in addition to this. What is that? Achbali hadeyo hamitis. People on a very high level, right? Einam tzrichim afilu l'tam zehazeh. They don't need this reason, not that it's not true, and not that they don't use it, but they don't need it to make misfortune not interfere with their avos Hashem. Ki ein harei ein lohem kavona atzmam klal. A person on the highest level of ava is totally selfless. This is at least taking consideration that it's good for me. Except I don't feel it. It hurts, but I know ultimately the doctor is giving me an operation that's good for me. So it's still based on self, on selfish reasons, not bad selfish reasons. Selfish meaning that it's self-centered. I know that this is good for me, and therefore I don't let it interfere with my avos Hashem. But people on a higher level, who said the ava is totally altruistic, not I love the herring, but I love the Rabbono Shel Olam. So elekolt filosum lahagdul kvod Hashem yisborach. That kind of person who is totally in love with the Rabbono Shel Olam, because everything he does, everything he prays for, is to give kavod, more kavod to the Rabbono Shel Olam in the world, and to do what makes the Rabbono Shel Olam kibiyachol feel good. What the Rabbono Shel Olam said is his ratzon. It's totally altruistic. It's for the sake, since I love the Rabbono Shel Olam so much, I want to make him happy. I want to do what he wants me to do. I want other people to love him. If I love somebody, I want other people to love them. So that is the goal. And therefore, and I don't really understand what I'm going to tell you now. Maybe because this madriga is way beyond me. But if somebody can really explain it to me, I'd appreciate it. Because I can't explain it to you. I can tell you what the words are. And I thought maybe I just didn't understand the words, so I looked at it in the English art scroll thing, and it still didn't make any sense. So, not to me, so I'll read you the words, and maybe you can explain it to me. What he says is like this. So, therefore, how does a person who's on the high madrega, where he has no self-interest at all, his love is totally directed at the Rabbono Shel Olam, and totally altruistic. So how does he deal with misfortune? Okay. They get pleasure in and strengthen their heart, right, and get pleasure to show how much they really believe in the Rabbono Shel Olam, right, and are willing to even go through difficult tests to show that belief publicly or openly. And in comparison, Kisar Sova Harashu Bigvura, you have a general, right, who is totally given over and faithful to his king, and he's known to be a hero. He always will choose in the war to fight the most difficult battles to prove his allegiance and his willingness to sacrifice for his king. Right? Tomid bin Muhamma Chazaka Yosir Laharos Tokfo bin Itzchona Ukfar Murgul Zehayin Bechol Oeid Basar Vadon. This is something that is normal by people who love other people. She Yismach Ki Yizdamin Loma She Yuchol Laharos Bo. Person who loves someone else is happy to be able to show through difficult situations how much they love the other person. Okay, I don't understand why that's not self-centered also. Right? Because I want to show that I'm really a real strong ohev, and the more that I can deal with adversity shows that I can stand up to this. So isn't that self-centered? It's just a self-centered is saying that I know this is my good, right? And if it means that in some way I'm showing the Rabbono Shel Olam how much I love him, and that is a expression of love, why? Right? If I love somebody, I have to constantly want to prove my love to them. That's part of what the love is. Right? Why is that necessary? Why is that a part of what love is? Okay, again, I almost don't understand what it is.
Can I just say, at least with infatuation, maybe all love, there is an aspect of wanting to demonstrate to the person you love that you love them. There's a great feeling and a great need to want to show that. It's not a selfish thing. I just want them to know, and I do anything just to show it and look for opportunities to show it and to do things for them.
And what is that a function of? Why do you want to do that?
You build the connection through giving, so you want to give to build your connection.
What are you giving? You're not giving anything. You're proving.
No, but are you proving or are you showing? There's a difference between proving. In other words, proving means I feel like they don't think I love them, or they need me to show them, to do something, to prove to them that I love them. Whereas just showing my love for them means I would do anything for them because I love them so much that I would even do all of these crazy things and these difficult things because I love them. Not to prove it to them, but because I love them so much and this is what they want or this is what they need.
And part of that Ava is that have the other person realizing that there is Ava.
Why again, why do I need that the other person should know that I have Ava?
I'm not doing it so they should know.
What am I doing?
It's not a question of that's the question. It's not a question of proving it to them. It's not so they should know what I'm doing for them. It's because I know they want this, so I want to make sure they get it.
And we don't need
I know they want this, or I know they need it. It has nothing to do with me. It's not going to help me. It's just for them. I want them to have the best. I want to do whatever it is they want done. Just because I love them so much.
Okay, a general, again, the marshal he gives, a general wants to prove, that's what he says. Right.
Here it says reveal.
Oh, fine. Okay.
So
I want to go into the most difficult situations and show that I'm willing to put up with the most difficult situations because I love the king. Who is that for?
It could be because you love your country.
What's the word?
And you're willing to. Huh? What's the word that reveal is in Hebrew? What's the word in Hebrew?
Haros.
Haros.
To show.
To show. Not to prove.
Not to prove. It's to show. I love you so much.
The Haros talk for
it. It doesn't say the Okiyaki. It says the Haros.
Okay, so again, who are you showing this to?
So it doesn't have to be a general and a king. It can be a rank soldier wanting to defend this country and go into a difficult battle. Not to show that he is a big gibor, because he wants to protect his country and the people in it.
Yeah, but that's not what he says. That's what he says. He said, let's do it again. Kesar Tzava, like a general, Haroshim Begvura, who's known for his strength, Asher Yivchar Lo Tomid Bimilchama Chazaka Yoser, he'll always choose to go into the harder battles, Laharosh, to show Tokfo Benitzchona, right, to show his strength in going against the difficulties, right, in order to show how much he has allegiance to, again, to the king, to the country, to
the
difference.
The show doesn't have to mean to show to somebody else. It can also mean to express or to manifest. Mm-hmm. You're showing yourself. You're allowing that Ava to come to some type of actuality.
Or maybe you're showing it to the other people, and not to the king, but you're showing it to the people around you how much you care for the king. In other words, you're showing your soldiers, look how much I care for the king, look how much I want to defend my country, I'm showing you how much I'm willing to do.
So I think he's a great guy, what a great gentleman he is.
Why? No. You know,
hey,
why
you know,
trying to inspire the other soldier?
Yeah.
No, so again, so who benefits from that? Who benefits from it? We think a lot. Who benefits from that? The king?
Yeah.
King benefits.
Increases his cover.
The question is,
if he put on a disguise and nobody knew where he was, okay, and nobody had the slightest idea that he was doing this whole thing.
He will do it anyways.
No, that's the question. The question is if he would do it or not.
Again, okay, but let's assume that he put on a disguise, he gets no cover for this. What is he showing? What's he proving? What's he doing? What exactly is the benefit?
He's a general.
He's increasing.
He wants to go in, like, you know, an Israeli general as opposed to an American general goes to the front of the battle. No, not a general necessarily. It doesn't have to be general. It could be a colonel, it could be a sergeant, whatever.
Yeah.
He says, follow me. And he brings motivation. I mean, just like you want other people to love the Ribbono Shel Olam, you want the other soldiers around you to fight for their country also. It gives them the motivation to win.
Okay, but it's the nation, whatever. Okay, that's a Toelish. I want to show my love at all expenses.
Yes, even if I have to die.
And why? So other people should see. What if nobody else sees? What if a person is suffering? The Maisha is not talking about battles. It's talking about battles that you battle with yourself.
He's a gibor, so he feels that he can be more effective than other people in doing this. He chooses the harder battle.
Okay, that's good where you're fighting against somebody. But we're talking about fighting adversity. Now, a guy is in his house and he's suffering. Okay? And he's very happy that he can show that even though he's suffering, right, he has tremendous love for the Rabbanu, he has no tainas on him, he's not inspiring anybody. Okay? He's not showing anybody else. The Rabbanu Shalom Lechor doesn't gain anything from whether the you, right, are showing me this or not. I understand everything you're saying, but that's what we're talking about.
Well, for my good.
It's for your
good. Oh, it's for your good, then forget about it. It can't be for your good. That's a problem.
No, why did Rabbi Akiva say, Kol Yom Mai, you know, I was waiting until the day where I could see if B'chol Nafshecha, if I would Adakayim.
Okay. For his own purpose.
No, because Ribbono Shel Olam said the whole of Nafshecha.
There are million
not
people
because, God, because it's not
for your purpose. I think you have to show
it. Not getting anything out of it.
In human terms, we have to be able to say that Hashem wants this. In other words, we can't say we're doing it stam in the valley.
Right, 100%. Okay,
so we're doing it, if we're doing it in private, we're doing it, yes, because that's what Hashem wants, and we're giving it to Hashem. Hashem,
and because I love him so much, I want him.
Hashem benefits from our doing it.
Also, if we go back to the original point that the Rebbe had about.
Okay,
the,
I think I'm getting the point. Okay, yeah, slowly here, between all of you. Yeah.
Go back to the original point that the Rebbe said was egocentric. It's in the Dabar Sof. Person wants to do Lassus, Nachas Ruach Leboro. You say, oh, but that's his own wants. You always can see, everything always comes from the person. Question: what is it the person wants? The person wants something because of his own self. He wants something for somebody else.
Okay.
So that's not called being egocentric. I mean, obviously, talking about a person wants.
There are,
person has a drive, a reason for doing
right.
something.
There are million
so
people
doing something
the world.
For somebody else. It's not for himself.
Okay. I want to enjoy Shabbos because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to enjoy Shabbos. So that's not personal. I want to do it because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to, I want to do what he wants to do, not because I'll gain from it, because I hear that. Okay, but again,
but
who's the gain here?
There are a million people around the world that are involved in all kinds of aspects, let's say, of Tzarkei Tzibur, or feeding hungry people, or dealing with all kinds of people they don't even know, they've never seen before.
Okay.
Some people are doing that from the comfort of their own home, nobody sees them except the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they're feeding people in some other country, or
okay.
whatever it may be.
Why
are they doing that?
I don't know. You tell me. You do it. Tell me why you do it.
Because Hashem wants to do it. And
Of a son for his father, wanting to do things for.
I'm getting feel very guilty. Like if I don't understand this, maybe I don't. I don't understand it. I, yeah. Huh? Again, what?
They're feeling good about doing Ba'alach the Bedracha, what Ellie's saying. Like, whatever. It's a...
What does that have to do with loving God?
Guy's totally hooked on cigarettes. He loves
that. I can really relate to. Could you give me something else?
So
let's stick with the cigarettes. Okay. Let's stick with the cigarettes.
Okay. No. The person is not that hooked on hot dogs as they are on cigarettes.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. Okay, let's stick with the cigarettes.
The person is totally addicted. Yet he knows on Shabbos, when the siren goes off, he's not going to smoke for another 26 hours.
That's what you think. Do you know how many times I've been asked, what is the shkir?
That's the point. He won't smoke.
I am sacrificing. Why?
My greatest pleasure. Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo says he can't be mechal shabbos.
Okay, what, I understand that. What does that have to do with loving God?
Love. That's why you're not smoking. That's why you're not smoking.
No, but I at this point, people who have given up smoking because they don't want to be sitting there on Shabbos waiting for Shabbos to be over.
Yeah.
Love is half.
What?
Love is half. Half is to give.
Right.
So, and how? What ways do
I'm giving up for the Rebbeinu Shlomo.
What ways can a human being give?
I can see people sacrificing.
I'm giving up. What? I'm going through difficulties and giving up something for God. That shows that I love Him. Okay. Or what everybody else was saying is, I want to show that it's so, as the love is so good, it's just greater than any difficulty that I could have. I want to show how much I'm willing to do for this love. Now, who am I showing this for? Is that create that? That is the love.
You're giving by doing. What other derachim have you got to give? The only way you can give is to do things lishmo. That's the way a ben adam gives. So if he's doing lishmo, he's putting up with that suffering because that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu is putting him, and he knows everything's for the best. Then he's giving because he's doing it lishmo. He's doing what a Kadosh Baruch Hu says.
We read the thing over again. I think it was.
Yeah.
We went off the script a little bit.
Bali.
Nice, really good stuff.
No, I think
I don't know if that's
what's
saying.
No, this is actually to the point.
They don't need to deal with misfortune and believe that it's for their good. They don't need that as an incentive not to interfere with their love. They don't have to worry about themselves at all.
What is that?
I don't have to worry about myself. Well, I know this is for my good, and therefore I don't have tainas on the Rebbeinu Shlomo. I can still love him because he's doing it for my good. So then, why I love him is because he's doing it for my good. What's for my good hurts, but I know that the hurt is for a purpose that's going to benefit me. That's the hamon am, right? It doesn't interfere with my love for Hashem that he's hurting me, because I know he's hurting me for my good. That's the simple idea, but that's self-centered. I love him because he's doing it for my good. Okay, now what's the greater level? Elakol tefilasam, their entire tefila. Tefila we hear means not what they daven for. It means their entire hope. Their entire intention, what's it called? Goal.
I have a different gersa.
What do you have?
Tachlisan.
Tachlisan? That makes more sense. That's exactly what we're saying tefilosam is. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's the elekol tachlisan, but tefilosam can mean that too. What everything that they yearn for, which means whatever the tachlis is. Lahagdil kvod Hashem. I love God so much, I want to be marbe his covet in the world. Okay, I want that the world should recognize how great the one is that I love. Okay, v'lasos nachas ruach lefanav, and I want to make him happy, and do what he wants, and I want other people to know.
Yourself, but what? It could be that nobody will know. It still increases kavod shemo.
How?
Because I know, and Hashem knows. That also increases his kavod. Even for me, there's a kiddush. You make a kiddush Hashem for yourself.
If he does that, let's say he reaches that much greater.
Okay, now.
And he feels good about doing it.
Right.
Is there anything wrong with that?
No, it's nothing wrong. That's right. The whole mashi is gabru ikuvim, and therefore, whatever will put stumbling blocks or impair, or not the word, obstacles, that's what it is, obstacle course. Obstacles in his ways. Right, I'll need more power to go against these obstacles, right, that stand in my way of doing this, of showing kavod Hashem. I'll strengthen myself. I want to show how much I really, believe and love the Rebbeinu Shlomo, that I'm willing to go against all these obstacles in being mardik vot shamayim.
No.
And,
not because he's willing. This is the Lahar's Tonkar Ramanosam, that to show how strong his emuna is in that he's doing it. Not that he's willing to do it.
So how does this show his emuna by doing it?
Because you are now displaying a certain emuna
by
being miskaber on all these
yikubas.
And now he gives an example. Kesar Tzava, Harashim Begvura, a general who is known for his valiancy, his strength. Asher Yivchar Lo Tamid Bin Lechama Chazoka Yoser. He's always going to choose the stronger battle, right? Not because they need him, but because Laharos Tokfo Bin Itzchona, to show how strong he is by winning it. If he wins a little battle, it doesn't show how strong he is. If he wins a difficult battle, it shows how strong he is. Okay, but he doesn't want to show how strong he is, that's covered, right? But he wants to show how strong he is in willing to go into battle, even where it's difficult, in order for the covet of the king. That's what he's saying. No, he doesn't say that. I'm saying
that.
Right, because that's the thing. Right? If he's doing it for his own covet, then we're not talking about, we're talking about something else. Right? We're talking where I'm doing this because I want to show how much I love this king, that I'm willing to go through the hardest battles. I'm not going to take the easy way out. Right? If the king's going to benefit from it, I'll do the hardest thing for him. That's what it says.
Loyalty. This psalm also means loyalty, right?
What?
Yeah. Emunah also means loyalty.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It shows his loyalty.
Right, I'm faithful.
This example doesn't have to be talking about Ava. This example is showing Laharos Tokef.
So, what does that do with Ava?
Is explaining the idea of Laharos Tokef. That just like a soldier would want to express the fact that he's able to win, so too that a person wants to express that emuna that he has in Hashem, that he's going to be
then his Ava will persevere even in the most difficult situations.
Yeah,
and we have another example. Yeah. I mean, not like the one before that I've heard from my father Zichron al Baruch, and other people have probably heard the same things. In concentration camp, so they were eating, you know, day after day, you know, second hand potato peel soup or whatever it is, and the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, for whatever, quote unquote, for their holiday it was, they put meat into the soup, and people were extremely hungry and everything else, emaciated, and they wouldn't touch it because they wouldn't touch the meat. In spite of that, the fact that it would be mutter mistama for pikuach nefesh, but they wouldn't do it because of kashrus, you know. And so
they did
do everything.
They did it for the honor of the Rabbanu Shalom, for the right, and even if they were alone, even nobody else saw. I'm doing this. This is Ratzon Hashem. This is right.
Other people saw. Some people traded their potato peels for other people's meat, and other people didn't.
Mm-hmm. I think I get the message.
We do a tremendous amount of things every day. Why did Rabbanu Shalom tell us the word sittis? Because he couldn't think of a 613th mitzvah, and 612 wasn't a good number. No. If you were on a desert island somewhere and some guy came and said, "What are those funny strings sticking out of your pants?" Could you explain it? No. You know why? No. The only reason you wear tzitzit is because Rabbanu Shalom told you to wear them. They make no sense. Love is doing something even if you can't explain it. Just because
I can wear tzitzit because I think I'm going to get all the mahabba for it. I'm going to gain from this, right? If I don't wear the tzitzit,
so
who knows
what? So you have a moon that Rabbanu Shalom.
Yeah, but that's really not altruistic.
You're
going to
get all the mahabba if you love Hashem also. Loving Hashem is a mitzvah in and of itself.
Okay, you're getting off the top, but I hear from the,
like
what exactly?
The story when he got to make a bracha and on the condition, on the lulav, on the condition that all the scar went, he didn't get any scar for it.
Right.
Maybe that's an example.
Okay.
He's not going to get any scar for it. He's doing it just because I want to serve Hashem without having to be concerned for scar.
And that shows love, because I'll do whatever you want me to do because I love you so much.
Yeah, that's also what I can get. He's trying to do it.
Another example was me to to the Horus Tokev. So he's getting perfect grades in school.
Yeah.
But yet he's not doing his best. So he still might be recommended that he could do better. Why does he need to do better? He's doing everything fine because he himself can do better. He can,
So, what does that have to do with what is he? What is he's doing it for himself though? Because he could do better. I want to do better, so I'll be a better person. Whatever. That's not altruistic. That's still for my sake.
We're not talking about what I would say. The fact that you can do something that has not to do with you because you want to show that you can do it. You can do something. Person can run a race. He can do the fastest person. But he can do better. He still wants to show himself that he can do more.
So, but again, what does that do with Avos Hashem?
It's the same thing. When someone is okay with somebody else, he wants to be able to show that he loves the person. He wants to show.
Who am I showing that? Showing the person?
Himself.
I'm showing myself. What? I'm proving to myself?
Not proving yourself. You're showing you're having it expressed in the world through some type of maisa that you're having an Ava expressed.
I'm expressing Ava by what?
By doing it.
By going extra more.
Yeah, you're expressing Ava Hashem by being marvier all these ikuvim.
Maybe it's like Avraham Avinu going through the Tikshana Esh. It's the highest level of devotion that he could possibly do.
I want to give up everything. I'm willing to give up everything and even to go through difficult things.
Okay. And as the Rav says, we're not on that stage, we're not available to them.
Yeah, but there it says, Yirei Hashem. But okay, there they say it wins also Ava. Okay, I think I got the idea. Okay. I think I. I'm just embarrassed that obviously I'm at a very low level that I can't even master these kind of things. I love my wife, I love my parents, I love hot dogs, but the mice are.
Is that
order? No. That's the opposite. Okay, at least you see now how hard it is to be a teacher and try to convince somebody something they don't understand. Okay. Okay, I will sleep on it. And I understand a lot more than I did when I came here tonight. Tonight I managed to understand a word to say to that. Okay.